Imagine a Europe where the freedom of the press is not just a principle, but a front line of defense against digital threats. Welcome to the AI in Media Daily Brief, your go-to source for how artificial intelligence is reshaping media. Today is Thursday, May 1st, 2025. Here's what's making waves in the intersection of journalism, artificial intelligence, and regulatory frameworks. Let's get into it. Artificial intelligence-generated content now accounts for 30% of what you see online, and that number's only growing. But what happens when this rapid growth starts to undermine the very fabric of journalism? Imagine watching a movie where not a single human was involved in writing the script or editing the footage. That's no longer science fiction. In fact, it's a reality that's reshaping media landscapes across the globe. The European Commission recently held a pivotal meeting with the Media Freedom Rapid Response, or MFRR, delegation. They discussed the pressing challenges around economic viability, online safety of journalists, and the impact of artificial intelligence on the media landscape. Vice President for Tech Sovereignty, Security, and Democracy, Henna Virkkunen, acknowledged the critical role of journalism as part of Europe's essential infrastructure for security and preparedness. This isn't just a tech upgrade, it's a direct challenge to how media is created and distributed. MFRR partners highlighted the urgent need to regulate generative artificial intelligence due to its extensive and often unauthorized use of editorial content. They shared concerns that artificial intelligence-generated content could displace editorial work, leading to revenue loss and decreased interest in journalism. "We can't tell what's AI-generated anymore," an executive at a major news outlet admitted. This sentiment captures the growing unease in the industry. The MFRR stressed that artificial intelligence regulation must include transparency, enforcement, fair remuneration, and meaningful consultation as part of the European Commission's third code of practice. In the past year, artificial intelligence-written news articles have surged 400%, forcing platforms to rethink how they surface content. The MFRR proposed innovative solutions to address these challenges, such as developing sustainable revenues for journalists and introducing tax incentives to increase media investment. Commissioner Virkkunen emphasized the need for a balance between artificial intelligence innovation and copyright regulation, while affirming the importance of fair compensation. The meeting also underscored the crucial role of public service media and the need for strong enforcement of the European Media Freedom Act, especially in light of cuts to public broadcasters and the rise of news deserts. That's it for today's The AI in Media Daily Brief. The meeting between the European Commission and the MFRR delegation underscores the urgent need to regulate artificial intelligence in media to ensure the sustainability and integrity of journalism. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to stay updated. This is Michelle signing off. Until next time.